Welcome back in the zone. 11:35. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Mattity, joined in the studio by our buddy Graham Cobb.
What's up?
From the Little Rock Chamber. Big event tonight, weather permitting, and it's going to be permitting, by golly. I got my fingers crossed. You're going to be in a covered area anyway, so it's all good.
That's right.
A couple other things going on tonight. Our buddy Matt Stell, want to let everybody know, he's going to be playing at the Midtown Grill, TC's Midtown Grill in Conway.
Okay.
Along with the Good Time Ramblers, Moonshine Mafia, and Five Point Cove. That sounds like a show and a half. It's a storm relief show. Donations accepted, food, goods, and money from noon today until the end of the show tonight. So get out, listen to some excellent music by Matty Stell and his friends, and help raise a little bit of money for the folks who need it. One other related to the storms, this is from Brian Smith, who says he's a Kiwanis member in Stuttgart. Got together and did a water drive for the tornado victims last week and planned on delivering the water to Mayflower or Valonia on Friday. We ended up with more water than we expected. Three trailers full. That's impressive. I tip my cap to you guys. That's very impressive. They now have a trailer left over full of water that they can't find anyone willing to accept. Do you know of anywhere in this path of destruction that would be willing to accept a trailer full of bottled water? I'd really appreciate any response you could give me. Thanks in advance for your help with this matter. Hey, if anybody out in western Pulaski County, maybe El Paso, anywhere else that was affected, I think there was someplace west maybe of Searcy that was affected by the storm as well. If you have a community, if you're a place that's taking donations and you guys are running low on water supplies over the last 10 days, you need a shipment of water, let us know, and I'll get your information to Brian, or I'll give you Brian's information, better yet. Matty T, can I give you this?
And, absolutely.
If somebody calls in, please only in an official capacity or some sort of organizational capacity. I'd love for this to get in the right hands, but we'll put you in touch with Brian Smith, and certainly we appreciate the hard work of the people down in Stuttgart. Good, fine, salt-of-the-earth kind of folks down there.
Stuttgart is a great bunch of folks.
Have you been to Duck Gumbo before?
I haven't been, but I'm just waiting because I know that when I do, I'm probably going to move down there, quit my job, and I'm going to be the duck guy.
The duck guy. Yeah, you'll move down there for a month at least.
That's right. Now, I don't know if I'll ever get my hair to do what Graham Cobb's hair does.
Yes.
But
you've seen the show Duck Dynasty. Pat's show would be called Duck Travesty. Which would be a lot of entertainment for sure.
And for those who can't see Graham right now, in Duck Dynasty, you know how their beards go all the way down to their knees?
I'm the reverse Psy.
His hair goes straight up. It's almost as if Uncle Psy's beard was on top of your head.
I flipped it.
There are few people with more style and cachet than Graham Cobb.
He's got his pocket square! Look at this guy.
You're the best-dressed heterosexual male in Central Arkansas.
Man, I don't disagree with that.
Hey, are those glasses real? Or you do it like Kevin Durant?
This is my KG. No, these are real glasses.
Wow. Yeah. This guy's stepping it up.
He dresses way better than Westbrook. Westbrook gets a little too far out there for me.
You know what? I would trade it all
for an
MVP to give my mother.
You know what? I'm going to put a little montage together tomorrow that's going to make people weep. By the way, we're at Jones Brothers tomorrow.
I'll play in a game of pool.
I'll crush your face. And
fine.
I'm gonna send your head on a pike to your mother after I smash you on the pool table.
I thought the official statement was Pat is taking on any comers tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So it's anybody that wants to challenge Pat tomorrow. He's up for it.
And most of you will have a chance. But, you know, you have no chance against me.
Listen, my game's 8 ball. What's the other game?
9 ball? He's a snooker player. He likes the bumper pool.
No, not 9 ball. That's not my game.
Okay. 7 ball? How many balls? Anyway, tomorrow we're Jones Brothers, 309 West Broadway across from Dickie Stevens. Let's focus on the task at hand. Chamber of Commerce tonight. I got my fingers crossed, and I talked to a gentleman who follows these things closely. I think it's going to hold off till right after your event ends.
You know, it really doesn't matter. I mean, have you ever let rain keep you from drinking and eating all you can in 2 hours?
That's how I take my showers.
Yeah, exactly. Beer in one hand, hot dog in the other.
I like my buns soggy, pal. What can I tell you?
Soggy buns.
In my Irish spring.
Yeah.
Much like BuzzBQ Saturday, this is the 10-year anniversary of your event, Taste of the Rock. So
absolutely.
Tell me, who all's going to be there? What's all going on? Give me the word.
So, Taste of the Rock, you show up at 5:30 at the River Market Pavilion. It's $20 to get in. It's all you can drink, all you can eat for 2 hours. We have 38 restaurants, so you'll go around, you'll sample tastes. Everybody from Cash to, Cantina Laredo, David's Burgers, Ginga's Grill, Southern Gourmation's going to be there.
I really hope Cash brings those tuna tacos that they had at your other event. It was outstanding.
You know, I've had caviar at Cash.
Caviar at Cash. That makes sense.
That's the only place he's ever had caviar, isn't it?
No, I had a tavern on the Green in New York City.
Oh,
back
sorry,
in 97.
You're perfect, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Listen.
He's just caviar. He sticks his little pinky out when he's eating off his caviar fork.
I'm just trying to let you guys know how us 1%ers live.
You're so cultured.
Right.
Sorry, boys. But
Well, if you spill anything, I'll lend you my pocket square to tidy up with. Little Rock was actually voted by Forbes Travel Magazine as one of the top five secret foodie cities in America.
So this
is a good chance to come out and, have some Southern Gourmetian, have some cash, have some different new things that are a bit. Witch? Have you guys had Witch?
No, but I've heard it's unbelievable.
What type of sandwiches is that?
Which one do you want?
People talk about it with reverence. It's like, I get the same kind of thing like, have you ever eaten a Witch? As if, I got to meet the Pope yesterday.
Right.
I mean, people have real reverence for these sandwiches. I don't know what they do to them, but they must be pretty spectacular.
Yeah. How many locations of Witch?
Nationwide, 1 million.
Nationwide? Wow. Yeah, I'm not sure. But the first one came to Central Arkansas maybe about a month or so ago.
So you go in, and they have all this food, and you can just take what you want.
You go in, you get a little sample of all this food, make it around as many times as you can in 2 hours, stop as many times as you can at the beer and wine tent.
For $20, that's a great deal.
Who's providing? What's our selection look like on beer and wine? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, you got Glazers, you got Bud Light. Ameripride is presenting the wine, so
I'm not drinking Merlot. Not drinking Merlot.
No,
don't have Merlot.
We're not drinking Merlot.
Why?
We've got some Pinot Noir for you.
Sideways.
Oh, it's
you never seen Sideways?
I got a nice box of Pinot. Waiting
Actually,
on you.
I have with
Giamatti.
Yeah.
And that other dude from
and
Wings.
The guy from Wings.
Three-name guy with the broken
three-name
nose.
Three-name guy from
Thomas
Wings.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Thomas Hayden Church took a bicycle helmet or a motorcycle helmet to the face.
I really like that movie.
It's a great movie.
I really like it.
Yeah, what a pathetic loser that Paul Giamatti is. I think I can hang with that dude. Anyway,
Paul Giamatti.
His father was a great commissioner of Major League Baseball.
He was? Is that amazing? I never knew that.
Is that real?
Yes, for real.
Gus Giamatti.
No, not Gus.
Gus.
Jim.
No.
Bob.
No.
Giamatti. Some reason, my grandmother, most random thing, loved. She could not rave more about a human being more than Giamatti, the MLB commissioner.
She's a big fan, big Red Sox fan. Anyway, it is from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight. 10th annual Taste of the Rock. Anybody you want to tip your cap to in addition to the aforementioned?
Yeah. Choctaw Casino has helped us with the event in April, and they're helping us with this as well. So is Arvest Bank, the LRCVB. Pulaski Tech, Ameripride, TC Print, you name it. People have come out of the woodwork to help the chamber do a showcase for Little Rock, Arkansas. Everybody should come out and support it. Have a good time. Get your pre-party on from 5:30 to 7:30 and then hit the River Market and tear it down Pat Bradley style, I say.
Buddy, this is just the pre-party to the post-party.
Oh, totally.
After the show, it's the after-party. And after the party,
it's the hotel lobby.
Probably the Capitol Hotel lobby for Pat.
Yeah.
Because he's so classy and fancy with his pinky out and his caviar.
I do drink
Pat, what's on your shirt? It's just a little caviar, babe. Don't mind that. me and Vickery were out running the streets last night eating caviar sandwiches and drinking champagne cocktails.
Speaking of the Capitol Hotel, I do frequent there and I get the mule.
That's good.
That's Russian a drink, meme. I hope.
That's a nice name for jackass, which is what we call Pat.
Well, I'm not like Charles Barkley's references to women in San Antonio.
Speaking of, we will be playing that clip, and apparently, once again, Chuck Barkley has caused outrage across
that's
the
hilarious.
Nation.
Chucky B.
I love it. 5:30, 7:30, buy tickets to the door now?
Yeah, buy tickets to the door. Is it noon yet? Are you there? Yeah, for 15 minutes, you can get online at littlerockchamber.com. Save $5, get your tickets there.
Okay, you can do that for 16 more minutes.
15
minutes and 28 seconds, technically.
It's the final countdown.
It's the final countdown. End of the break, Matty T. You know what's coming up. Get it to me. All right, Graham, always a pleasure to see you, buddy.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Graham.
See you tonight.
And you get some leftover food. It's going to be donated to the Salvation Army, so good for you, little do-good.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll leave 4 tickets here.
For me and Pat and whoever we want to bring.
And 2 lucky dudes.
Nah, we'll give them away. I'm just kidding.
All right.
Why we got to bring guys? Tell PB to come down afterwards, Donnie Dugan says. You just got your post-party invite.
Donnie Dugs, I will. It'll be a little late because I got to take a trip up to Heber Springs.
I got to trick somebody into something, he said.
No, yeah. I got to go to see Mike Anderson at Heber Springs.
It's good. We're hanging out with Brett Bielema next Friday at
Grizz Ferry Little Rock Razorback Club.
Little Rock Razorback Club golf tournament is next Friday the 16th. And I think they still have...
Mom LCC.
Yeah, I think they still got some teams. We're doing the show out there, Matty T, if that's okay with you.
Sounds good. Are there going to be any other Razorback legends there besides Pat Bradley, the
shooter? As a matter of fact, there are. Some guy who's on radio somewhere else. I don't want to talk about him. I'm just kidding. Sterner's going to be there. Anthony Lucas, J.J. Metters, Scotty Thurman, Sean Andrews, the aforementioned first-round draft choice, going to be out there as well. It's at 8:30, so we won't be able to play, but we're going to go out there and support, and Coach Bielema is going to join us. And since we found out yesterday that we're going to be going on a road trip to Ames, Iowa, going to find out. Coach Bielema, even though he went to Iowa, used to have some friends in Ames, and so he would go there, and we're going to find out his favorite haunts in Ames, Iowa, for him to pass on to Pat for our road trip.
I like how you put that, haunts, because I guarantee there's some skeletons back in those closets.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to ask him, too, because...
Put him on the spot! Don't be afraid!
There is a story that is in lore, and I don't know if it's true or not, that he went up and basically gave the verbal smackdown to the Iowa State football coach on his way out. His senior year, they just beat him for the fourth year in a row, and he went up and talked a little trash. I got to find out if it's true. Poor Jim Walden. God bless him.
There's no question. I can see that happening.
No question. Yeah. I love it.
It's probably even a lot more.
He probably can't even give it. We'll have to have it edited out like Matty T does with Ice Cube songs.
That'll be fun. So what are we doing it at? Mom LCC
next Friday, a week from Friday. Tomorrow we are at Jones Brothers. I'm smashing Pat's hopes and dreams on a pool table.
Snooker.
Whatever. I'll beat you in ping pong, too. I don't even care.
I'm a great ping pong player.
I'm like a swordsman. I'll beat you left-handed, then I'll come back to my natural
right
hand.
I once beat somebody with a CD case because I was too good with a paddle. This is a true story.
Pretty impressive.
True story with CD case.
Wow.
Yeah.
Naomi Campbell style.
It was a Mariah Carey's top hits back in 99, I think it was.
That is awesome.
I was in love with Mariah.
Was it? I am, too. And then what else do they have? Dartboard, I'll smash it there. If we did like
a, I never could get to hang.
If we did like a pool, like or a parlor, or a,
we've
like
always wanted to have the buzz
bar
game.
Olympics.
What about foosball?
I hate foosball because I'm no good at it.
I don't get foosball.
And the guys that are like traditionalists go, can't spin them, man. I'm like, I'm terrible. I need to spin it. My buddies are like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't. It's like an octopus. I'm like, I can't
go
do that.
Go down to the town pump. There is like a world champion foosball guy who like, it's amazing how he sucks you into playing him and then destroys you.
That's like the dudes on the street that are savants that get you to play chess with them. They beat you in like three moves. I like watching guys who are good at foosball. I just never could get into it. It's not my thing. I like air hockey. I like darts. I like pool, ping pong, all that.
Good. What about some
badminton?
Shuffleboard.
I love some shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard's great.
All of it's got a bell curve, though. You know, it's just like.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You and I are going to have a head-to-head Olympics tomorrow.
What kind of sand do you use?
Winner gets two. Loser gets.
Silica.
No, you know, we'll just do one and none.
So you get that white
winner
sand
gets a
from
point.
Florida.
Winner gets a point. Loser gets none. We'll do five games tomorrow. Ping pong, shuffleboard, darts.
Who's going to do the show while we're doing all this? You got it, Matt T.
Gonna be quick ones in the break. What else we got? What's the fifth thing? We need something else.
Poker. They got card tables there. I'll go right. Listen,
poker. I'll smash you as a point.
Darts.
Bring up that nonsense.
What's the game? Lies poker.
I can't be in that. I got no chance there. anymore, like I beat you in a mule drink off. Mike Arnold out at Razorback says to tell you that he needs him part time. I think he's busy, bro. Sorry, you had your chance.
Oh yeah.
You should have quadrupled his salary when he asked. You should have given him Richard Sherman money like he wanted.
I'm available to do his radio spots though for a small fee.
There you go.
What's up, Hog Freaking Wom?
Really.
Justin does him.
I do. He has to back better. Off, knucklehead. I need the money. What's up, Hog Freaking Wild? All right, perfect. 0-2.
Oh, come on. It was only 9 minutes.
All right, let's go to Stuttgart. Steve, the hunting guide, has a little word of advice for Pat.
Hey, Pat. What's going on now?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I heard you mention you had never been duck hunting. What's going on with that?
I haven't. I don't know. That's
what's going on with that?
Point.
Well, he's never gone duck hunting, I guess. That's what's going on with that.
He's a fancy city boy.
I didn't know if you're a guy living in Arkansas that that's a prerequisite to be a basketball player and to be a duck hunter.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. Perhaps you missed out. Pat is a caviar-eating, champagne cocktail drinking, pinky-out kind of guy. But he can put his little pinky out and fire a shotgun, I'm sure.
And don't forget, I drink mules at the Capitol Hotel.
You are fancy as heck.
But you know what, Steve?
He'll wear his suede suit and his fancy wingtips down there. He'll kill all kinds of ducks.
Fancy pants. But do you have the whole equipment for me? Do you have the shotgun? Do you have the orange jumpsuit?
Hunter Orange?
You're not going to wear Hunter Orange, but yeah, we got everything you need, man. I'd love to take you on a hunt.
Yeah,
deal.
It's coming fall.
It is kind of an odd thing. You know, during deer season, everybody wears orange because they're all afraid of killing each other. But in duck season, it's like, nah, I don't think I'm going to shoot anybody during duck season, so we'll all wear camo. Nobody will notice. It'll be all good. That's amazing to me. I don't get that.
Steve, you think can we hunt the ducks at around like noon? I like to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, there's no problem. Noon, afternoon, morning, night, it don't matter. Well, not quite at night. But
I think I speak for everybody when I say, glow-in-the-dark bullets. Anytime's a good time for killing and calling.
Well, okay, leave your number, Steve. I'm in.
Yeah, sure. I'll live with you guys.
Are you familiar with the phrase "snowball's chance in hell," Steve? Like, those are the odds of Pat coming hunting with you. But I love the offer. Give Matt your info. We'll take a crack at it. You know the best part of duck hunting that I found?
It's talking about it.
No, it's hanging out the night before the guys and have a couple of cocktails and telling stories, playing poker.
Yeah.
But the whole getting up at the 4 a.m. to go out and kill ducks when it's like 12 degrees, not that much fun, really, I found out.
My favorite part is watching football. Afterwards.
Yeah, it's much better. Yeah.
What about eating the duck?
No? Duck's great.
Yeah, I love duck.
Duck jerky?
Somebody told me once, I said, what's duck like? They said, it's like greasy chicken. I'm like, awesome, I'm in.
Yeah.
I love. The greasier, the better, baby.
Did you have a bite into a little shotgun pellet in the duck? No.
Kidding me, of course. Who cares? They pass right out, babe. And they go out the right door. You don't want them going through front door.
We call that Arkansas County caviar, right?
Yeah. You can eat those shotgun shells with your pinky
Arkansas
out.
Arkansas County caviar.
They're actually people that happens.
Totally they don't lying. Do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna kill you.
You do chop down, bite down on a bullet.
Yeah, they're those pellet? Get shells all over the duck. You never know where it's gonna end up.
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, one might end up in Roger Scott. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I tell you right now, I'm not drunk. You know, by the grace of God, no longer do I drink. But I'm getting so jacked up eating regular good food. I'm having some red beans and rice here in Jacksonville. Outside the Jay Gumbo's. It's the newest Jay Gumbo's of the two that we now have in Arkansas. Red beans and rice. They got some chicken red hot. Some, listen to this, etouffee. You talk about gumbo? Duck gumbo? I don't know. Come get you some of this tender chicken gumbo that they have.